light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Hope and Help for Your Nerves. End Anxiety Now by Claire Weeks is a classic guide for understanding and overcoming anxiety, panic attacks, phobias, and general nervous suffering. Written in warm, simple language, the book speaks directly to people who feel trapped in cycles of fear, physical symptoms, and constant worry. Weeks draws on decades of clinical experience to explain what anxiety really is, why it feels so terrifying, and why the sensations themselves are harmless. Instead of offering a quick fix, she provides a practical method to break the vicious cycle of fear and tension. Her approach is compassionate and non-judgmental, helping readers feel understood rather than broken. This book is especially powerful because it explains both the emotional and physical sides of anxiety and teaches you how to respond differently so that recovery becomes not only possible, but realistic and lasting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding nervous illness and the fear cycle. Claire Weeks begins by explaining that what many people call nervous illness is essentially a learned fear response to bodily sensations and thoughts. She clarifies that common symptoms, such as palpitations, dizziness, tight chest, churning stomach, and tense muscles, are not signs of serious physical disease, but the normal results of an overworked nervous system. The real problem is not the sensations themselves, but the second fear that follows them, the fear of the fear. When you feel a flutter in your heart and think something terrible is happening, you add a new layer of panic that keeps the cycle going. Weeks carefully separates the original anxiety response from the extra fear and worry that reinforces it. By recognizing nervous illness as a habit of fear and tension, rather than a mysterious, incurable condition, readers begin to see that their situation is understandable and changeable rather than hopeless or unique. Secondly, the four-step method. Face, accept, float, let time pass. One of the central teachings of the book is the simple but powerful method. Face, accept, float, and let time pass. Weeks encourages you to face your symptoms and fearful thoughts instead of running from them. Avoidance and resistance keep the body and mind in a tight, alarmed state. Acceptance means allowing the sensations to be there without fighting, criticizing, or dramatizing them. Floating describes a mental posture of softness and looseness, like lying on water rather than thrashing to stay afloat. You go through your day doing what you can, while letting symptoms come and go without giving them dramatic importance. Finally, letting time pass is crucial because an overstrung nervous system does not heal overnight. Repeated practice gradually retrains the body to stand down from constant alert. This method turns recovery into a series of manageable decisions rather than a mysterious, all-or-nothing cure. Thirdly, dealing with panic attacks and acute fear. For those who experience sudden surges of terror, Weeks offers clear instructions for handling panic attacks. She explains that panic is simply a rapid escalation of fear, fueled by catastrophic thoughts and physical sensations. The key is to stop treating panic as an emergency. When a wave of fear comes, she advises that you loosen your body, deliberately soften your muscles, and let the fear wash over you without adding frightening thoughts like, "I am going to die," or "I am losing control." By observing the panic instead of wrestling with it, you remove the fuel that keeps it burning. Weeks also explains that panic attacks reach a peak and then subside, whether you fight them or not. Knowing this helps strip panic of its power. Over time, each experience handled in this way becomes practice for the nervous system, proving that panic is survivable and eventually less likely to occur at all. Fourthly, handling setbacks, sensitization, and everyday stress, Hope and Help for Your Nerves emphasizes that recovery is not a straight line. Weeks talks about sensitization, a state in which your nerves are so overworked that even small stresses trigger big reactions. In this stage, people often feel discouraged by setbacks, believing they have failed or are back at the beginning. Weeks reframes setbacks as normal and even useful because each one gives you another chance to practice the method. Rather than panic about feeling worse on some days, she encourages you to respond with calm understanding. "This is simply my tired nerves reacting." She also gives practical advice for living with anxiety while recovering, such as gradually resuming normal activities, not waiting to feel perfect before engaging with life, and not measuring progress hour by hour. By removing the drama from flare-ups and daily stresses, you gradually build confidence and reduce the hold that anxiety has on your choices and routines. Lastly, long-term recovery, confidence, and returning to normal life. In the later parts of the book, Weeks focuses on long-term recovery and rebuilding a life that is not ruled by nerves. She explains that as you repeatedly face, accept, float, and let time pass, your nervous system becomes less reactive, and what once felt unbearable starts to feel manageable. Confidence grows not from trying to be fearless, but from discovering repeatedly that you can function even when symptoms appear. Weeks encourages readers to shift attention away from constant self-monitoring and to re-engage with work, relationships, and interests. She stresses that true recovery is not the total absence of all anxious feelings, but a complete change in your attitude toward them. Occasional nervous moments may still appear, but they no longer frighten or dominate you. This lasting change in attitude and confidence is what allows people to feel truly free and to see their experience as something they have outgrown rather than a lifelong prison. In conclusion, Hope and Help for Your Nerves is especially suited for anyone who feels stuck in recurring anxiety, panic attacks, health fears, or generalized nervousness and has not found lasting relief from quick tips or surface-level advice. If you are tired of feeling broken, fearing your own body, or relying only on temporary coping tricks, this book offers a deeper foundation. It explains clearly what is happening in your mind and nervous system and gives a method that can be practiced in ordinary daily life. Unlike many anxiety books that focus mainly on thinking positive or distracting yourself, Weeks teaches you how to move through fear, not around it. Her approach is compassionate, straightforward, and time-tested, still recommended by many therapists and doctors decades after publication. Investing in this book can benefit your life by giving you a practical path out of fear, restoring your confidence, independence, and ability to live fully without being controlled by your nerves. If you would like to support Claire Weeks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.